Want a Kellogg MBA? Let's hear from Kellogg's MBA admissions director how to get one. Hello and welcome. Thanks for joining me for this week's Admissions Straight Talk, the podcast dedicated to graduate admissions and helping you approach the application process thoughtfully and successfully. I'm Linda Abraham, the founder of Accepted and the host of this podcast. My mission and passion is to help you get to that delightful instant when you can high-five the person next to you and exclaim, "Yes, I'm in!" And not only in, but in at the best program for you. Before I introduce our guest for today, Melissa Rapp, Director of Admissions, Full-Time MBA and MS-MS Programs at the Kellogg School of Management, I would like to invite you to a webinar I'm presenting on December 7th. Whether you are planning to apply this application cycle or aiming for next year or later, this webinar, 5 Ways to Make B-Schools Love You, will give you critical strategies to strengthen your profile and application. The webinar is free, and you can reserve your spot today at accepted.com/5WaysMBA. That's the number 5 and 5WaysMBA. Or simply go to the show notes at accepted.com/182, and you'll find a link to this page there. Now, I'm so pleased to have on Admissions Straight Talk for the first time Melissa Rapp, Director of Admissions, Full-Time MBA and MS-MS Programs at the Kellogg School of Management. Melissa has an extensive background in communications and admissions. She joined Kellogg in 2012 as Assistant Director of Part-Time MBA Admissions. She became the Director of Admissions for the Part-Time MBA in 2015 and in January 2016 became the Director of Admissions for the Full-Time MBA and MS-MS Programs. Melissa, welcome to Admissions Straight Talk.
Thank you so much, Linda. It's great to be here.
I'm so glad you can join me. Now, Kellogg has 2 required written essays as part of its application and an optional additional information section. You also require a video in which the applicant responds to 3 questions. What do you learn from the video essay that you don't learn from the written essays?
We introduced the video essay about 3 years ago, and we did so for a couple of reasons. The first was to really give our admissions committee the opportunity to meet all of our applicants from around the world. And while Kellogg is still striving to interview all of our applicants, the admissions committee didn't really have any face time with their applicants, and they really wanted to have this opportunity to meet their applicants and to hear them speak a little more unfiltered. And so the video essay has really given us that opportunity. The second reason that we decided to incorporate it was to really expose our students to some new technology, and we had heard from our partners in the Career Management Center that this means of communication was quickly becoming a real integral part of the business communication landscape. And our MBA students themselves were experiencing having companies such as Goldman Sachs ask them to complete a video essay. And so we saw it as an opportunity to expose our future students to a new technology and also to enhance our application process.
Right. I've also read that Goldman Sachs and I think other banks in particular are using a video interview essentially as a screening tool before the real one.
Yeah, they sure are. We've also seen it a lot in the tech industry, which is an area of growing interest for Kellogg students. So we've also seen it from companies like LinkedIn, Amazon, and Apple as well.
Okay. What advice do you have for applicants sitting down to fill out their Kellogg application? In this case, I mean the written part of it.
Sure. I think that it's most important for students to really be reflective about why they're thinking about an MBA now and why it makes sense for their professional career. It's really important in those essays that the students show themselves very authentically and allow their story to come through in those written essays. And we ask 2 questions. The first is around that question of why an MBA, why now, and why Kellogg? And so some degree of reflection about what they've done in the past and what they're hoping to do after their studies is very important for that essay question. And the second question is around leadership and how you work on teams. And that helps us to see if a student is a good fit for the team-based environment that Kellogg is. So, again, thinking about experiences they've had and how they'll represent that on paper is very important.
since you do put a lot of emphasis on the goal or the post-MBA goal, what they want to do, why they want an MBA, why now, why Kellogg, is employability part of the assessment criteria?
What we're looking for when we conduct our review of an applicant, and we take a very holistic look at the applicant, is it's important to us that they're going to be able to handle the rigor of the classroom at Kellogg, mm-hmm. and that they're going to be a good match for the culture of Kellogg. This comes through in things like leadership demonstrated in what they've done prior to coming to Kellogg. And all of those things do ladder up into applicants who are successful here at Kellogg and beyond. So it's not a criteria per se, but I would definitely say that the caliber of students coming to Kellogg leads us to having students who have great outcomes as they leave Kellogg.
Okay. Now, Kellogg accepts roughly one out of every five applicants. That's per U.S. News. How do you winnow it down? When you look at the written application and obviously the video, who gets the interview invitations? And then from those who interview, who gets accepted? How do you winnow it
down? Sure. Kellogg is really unique in that we are still striving to interview all of our applicants, and that is just a firm commitment that we have to getting to know every applicant and conducting a very holistic review of every applicant. This is something that leads our committee to be able to really go deep with every applicant and come out of that process with a really diverse class. And by diverse, I mean both in gender, ethnicity, industry, function, all of those things, and having that really diverse class profile is very important to us. So we're looking for high-achieving, high-impact, low-ego leaders who are really eager to become a part of the Kellogg community and contribute to the student-driven culture that we have here.
Can you give an example of the student-driven culture?
Sure, absolutely. So there really isn't a whole lot that happens at Kellogg that students aren't involved in. One thing that we're working very closely with our students currently in the admissions office is our Day at Kellogg event. And this is, it's still called Day at Kellogg, or as we call it, DAC, here in the office. It's really a weekend for uh-huh. admitted students, that they get to come and experience everything from the academics to the cultural side of Kellogg over the course of a weekend. And Day at Kellogg is a really great opportunity for our students to help impact the admissions process. Another thing that's happening, really, it's starting today, in fact, is Kellogg on Growth, which is a two-day conference that is led completely by students, and it brings in world-class leaders from all over to speak on different topics specifically geared at growth here at Kellogg.
Okay, great. What advice do you have for applicants planning ahead and aiming to apply next fall and join the class matriculating in 2018? So I'm talking right now about this year's applicants who are dealing with this year's questions. I'm talking about somebody planning ahead.
Sure. I can't speak to right now if the essay questions will remain the same or change. That's something that we talk about a little later in the year. But I think for any candidate who's thinking about MBA programs, it's very important for them to start doing research about any of the schools that they're considering. There's several different great opportunities out there, and each is a little different. And I think it's important for students to take the time to find the right fit for them. They're going to be most successful in a place where they can really thrive. And so I always encourage students who are early in the process to attend information sessions, to visit campuses if their schedule permits them to, and to really spend the time thinking about why an MBA is right for them, and spending as much time as they can talking to either current students or alums of the programs they're considering. And I think that sets them up nicely for completing their applications and being competitive candidates.
And can you give an overview? I guess let's move forward a little bit into the program itself. We've been discussing the the application and admissions. Let's move into the program a little bit. Can you give an overview of Kellogg's degree options? I know there's a one, you know, the 1 year, there's 2 year.
Yeah, I'd love to talk about that. The portfolio of different MBA opportunities at Kellogg is again a reflection of our commitment to diversity and really offering students the opportunity to tailor their MBA experience to fit where they are professionally and where they're hoping to go. Underneath the full-time umbrella, we do offer the traditional 2-year program, and this is that truly immersive experience with a great deal of flexibility. At Kellogg, we deliver the core curriculum that gives them that broad base of knowledge that's so important for business leaders. And then they have the opportunity to do an internship over the summer and then finish up with a year of higher level electives and experiential learning opportunities. Our 1-year program is pretty unique to Kellogg and something we're really proud to offer. And it gives students who have a background in business already the opportunity to leverage that prior knowledge and go directly into higher level electives. They're able to complete the degree in 1 year, which is really the fastest way to achieve an MBA. We also offer 2 joint degree programs in full-time. One is our JD MBA, which we offer in conjunction with the Pritzker School of Law, and that gives students the opportunity to really dive deep at the intersection of business and law. It's a 3-year program. And then we also offer our Triple M program, and that's a joint degree with the McCormick School of Engineering that really focuses on design-centered thinking and gives students the opportunity to really prepare for a career in industries like CPG or in technology. Kellogg also offers our evening and weekend program and our executive MBA, and both of those programs, you know, continue to offer a great deal of flexibility, and we really want to provide a series of different options for people so that we can provide them with the best MBA choice, again, for them and where they are in their career.
Well, that really is an extensive menu. I mean, you really do have a lot of options at Kellogg. Just a quick question about the 1-year program. Are you starting to see people applying for the 1-year program who have master's in management degrees?
You know, Kellogg does have MS program is one of those programs, and the 1-year program does fit very nicely with students who have gotten an MSMS or similar degree. Those Masters of Science and Management Studies or similar programs do provide that base of business knowledge that we're looking for students to be successful in the 1-year program. So it is a really nice match if someone finds that they do want to continue their business education and achieve an MBA.
Right. Now, one of the things I noticed, I thought sounded really interesting when I was preparing for the call, was Kellogg has its pathways. Can you describe what they are?
Sure, absolutely. So a few years ago when I started at Kellogg, we actually had, I think, 18 different majors. Mm-hmm. And this just felt a little unwieldy. And so the faculty and senior leadership of Kellogg really did some reflection and thinking about how we wanted to offer academics to the students. And so they streamlined the major offerings down to offering majors just in our different academic departments. This left a gap that we recognized that students didn't always fall neatly into those academic buckets. And so together with the faculty and senior leadership, they developed pathways. And the pathways are just a way for a student to organize their academic curriculum here at Kellogg to focus on a particular area that is not an academic department. So for example, in something like entrepreneurship or data analytics, you're going to want to take classes across disciplines. And there are classes really focused on those areas. And that is what a pathway is it's a roadmap to taking the classes most appropriate for those topics that don't fall neatly into one of our academic majors.
I mean, they were fascinating when I looked at them. I thought they were just so practical.
They really are, and we definitely see students enjoy. The great thing about a pathway is you can take as many or as few classes on the pathway as you would like. So there is no application to be on a pathway. It's open to any student. So if you have just a little bit of entrepreneurship interest, you can take just a couple of those classes, and maybe then you take the whole social impact pathway. It's really up to you, and again, that diversity and flexibility in the way that students can make the program their own is something that we're really proud of here at Kellogg.
If I recall, you don't have to have a declared major at Kellogg, is that correct?
That is correct, yes.
So you can really design your own program. Now, experiential learning is a big part of the Kellogg MBA education. Can you provide a few examples of those experiential learning opportunities?
Sure. I think the experiential learning part of Kellogg is one of the things our students really enjoy the most because it gives them the opportunity to take what they've learned in the classroom and apply it in real-world situations, but in a very safe environment. So they're empowered to take risks that maybe they wouldn't feel comfortable for taking if they were outside of the Kellogg walls. One of the programs that students are really excited about and I think is a great opportunity is something called NUvention. And this is an opportunity for Kellogg students to work with other graduate students from across Northwestern. So they can work with students from the law school, the med school, the McCormick School of Engineering, and they work together on an entrepreneurial business concept. And having those different areas of thought come together leads to some pretty exciting things in areas such as social impact and medical innovation. And it's one of the ways that we really are excited about our students getting not just practical knowledge, but getting to work with a variety of people. We also have a variety of lab courses, and this again is an opportunity for students to go out into the real world and apply what they've learned in the classroom. And recent sponsors of our lab courses include the Chicago Bears and Baxter and United Airlines. So a wide variety of companies and opportunities. We offer over 1,000 different experiential learning opportunities for you.
That's a lot.
Yeah.
Kellogg is, of course, famous for its strength in marketing and strategy. However, your recently released employment report shows that about 22% of grads went into the tech industry, with Amazon nabbing a significant number. Which of the labs and experiential learning opportunities at Kellogg prepare students for management and entrepreneurial careers in the technology industry?
Yeah, we are seeing a really great growth in technology. We are seeing more and more students come into Kellogg interested in technology. And like you said, last year, 22% of our students did go into the tech industry after Kellogg. And so in response to that, and this is, again, one of the things that I'm very passionate about Kellogg, one of the reasons is that we are always innovating our curriculum and providing students with cutting-edge content that is really going to prepare them. And one of the classes that's been really well received and is exciting is our digital marketing and commerce class. And this is an opportunity for Kellogg students to work directly with industry experts from places like Google with real online customers. So really understanding the challenges and the difference that online and technology aspect plays in business today.
What do you see coming down the pike for the MBA program at Kellogg?
You know, it's a really, really exciting time here at Kellogg. We've continued to be able to develop strong class profiles with over 40% women in the classes for the past 2 years and 26% U.S. minority diversity represented. And so what's really exciting for me is to be able to think about these strong classes taking place in our new global hub. We are very excited about this new building because it's such a beautiful reflection of the values and culture that Kellogg has. The architectural team did an amazing job of working with students and faculty and staff and really finding out what kind of space we needed to reflect our collaborative student-driven culture. And so to see the building now almost ready to move into, we'll be holding our first set of classes there this spring, and students who enter next fall will have their entire MBA experience in the new building. We've gotten a few sneak peeks of it, and getting to see all of the large and small areas that they've created to help encourage collaboration and cross-programmatic integration has just been really exciting. So the Global Hub is definitely, I think, probably the biggest, most exciting thing that's coming for us. It's really going to transform how Kellogg teaches, how our students are able to learn and engage with each other.
And what are some of the features of the new building? I mean, I'm sure it's gorgeous, but what's enabling it to achieve the things that you just mentioned?
Yeah, so it's over 400,000 square feet of green space that has been very thoughtfully designed to encourage collaboration. And they've done that through a variety of ways, one of which was a variation in room sizes, which sounds pretty obvious, but they've designed spaces where small groups can be together, where large groups can be together, and they've really infused the technology to support those groups meeting in those spaces. Another aspect that I was really excited about is there will be technology-free meeting zones. So there will be places where people can have very genuine conversations with each other.
That sounds great and very necessary. Yeah. I think it's brilliant. Oh, the world is a very interesting place. That's great. Thank you.
Yeah, absolutely.
I look forward to seeing it at some point in time. Melissa, thank you so much for joining me today. Where can listeners and potential applicants learn more about Kellogg's MBA program?
They can learn more about the Kellogg program on the web, and they are also welcome to visit us here at Kellogg. And information about scheduling a visit is found on the website as well.
Okay. We'll include links in the show notes at exhibit.com/182 to the Kellogg Admissions website. And also probably to some related articles and show notes that I have that might be of interest. Listener, thank you too for joining Melissa Rapp and me for our 182nd episode. If you find the show worthwhile, please subscribe. Make sure you don't miss any future shows, be they with admissions directors, professors, current students, test prep pros, or alumni doing great things. Thanks again for coming. This is Admission Straight Talk produced by Accepted, and I am your host, Linda Abraham. I'll talk to you again next week.
Our theme music is provided by podcastthemes.com.